You are listening to the Human Rights Podcast, hosted by the Irish Centre for Human Rights at the University of Galway. This is a platform for dialogue and debate on the issues related to human rights and international law. I'm Kirsten, and on today's episode of the Human Rights Podcast, I am joined by Dr. Roisin Mulgrew. Roisin is the Programme Director for the new Irish Centre for Human Rights new Master's Programme in Criminology, Criminal Justice, and Human Rights. Over the next several minutes, we will hear more about this exciting new program that is being offered at the ICHR. As an Irish Centre for Human Rights LLM graduate, I'm extremely excited to learn more about this new opportunity out of the centre. So thank you for being here today, Roisin.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here to talk about this new program, which we hope is going to be of great interest to people and real value to people's learning journey.
Yeah, amazing. So to begin with, would you be able to provide us with a bit of an overview of the new program? I know it's about criminology, criminal justice, and human rights. So what exactly are we looking at there?
What we really wanted to do was to provide a program that taught subjects at the intersection of the disciplines. Very often you can select modules that are in one or the other. And we didn't just want to have lists you could pick from different courses, but really look to allow people to explore things they're curious about in a way that helps them understand the really important bridge between the two, well, three topics, but criminology or criminal justice, but that we feel it's extremely important that people are shown that you can't really understand a lot of criminal justice and criminological issues without adopting a rights lens or having a foundational knowledge in human rights law, principles, norms, theories, mechanisms. So we thought it was really important to draw on that as a way to allow people to explore all the topics they see on the news every day. Policing the far right, gangs in prisons, the access to justice for persons with disabilities. So things that are very familiar, but we don't maybe think that they are actually right at the intersection between these important disciplines.
Amazing. And so how is the program structured? What are the key areas of study that it's going to be covering?
What we wanted to do was really make sure there was a clear focus of the course, and we've structured it around, initially all students on the master's will take part in a compulsory module that's got the same title as the program itself. And that's to really give students an insight into the core areas or emerging areas in this kind of joint research agenda between the different fields. Then we're going to give them really core disciplinary methodological training and also transferable skills training. Then in each semester, students have to pick a certain amount of credits from core modules, and these are modules that span over the two or three disciplines and take a very multidisciplinary approach. And I can talk maybe about the modules later on. Mm-hmm. And then students can then select from any module available within the school or the centre, any programme, so they can kind of make their own programme towards the end. But they still have this really core founding in the key subjects that are relevant to the module. So it's a very strong specialisation within the course, but also a little bit of room for you to add on what you want as well.
That's great. Yeah, the centre has so many amazing courses to offer. Yeah. And we're just so lucky that we're adding more to that. So can you highlight some of the unique courses or the specialized tracks within that program that we're going to be seeing?
So for example, I myself teach imprisonment and rights. It's a module where we look at every aspect of life as opposed to the lens of prison, healthcare in prison, deaths, hunger strikes, body searches, so overcrowding, so really understanding the impact criminological theory then has within a prison space, criminal justice issues, and to really understand the challenges of protecting human rights in those spaces, which can be, as again, it's on the news all the time, you see the issues all the time. Another course we have, a new course for this module, is policing security and rights, and will be delivered by our colleague, Professor Ilan Wall, and he looks at things like policing a far-right protest, law and disorder, really multidisciplinary again, looking at the freedom of expression and assembly, states of emergency, social unrest. Another example we would have is minority groups in the criminal justice system, which will be delivered by our colleague Dr. Charles O'Mahony. looking at the experiences of, for example, children or juveniles dealing with criminal justice issues and processes, minority groups within a country, and using a really comparative approach, looking at different jurisdictions and applying the overall international human rights framework to that analysis. So a good range of diverse subjects, but all at the intersection of the disciplines.
So you mentioned some of the faculty members that will be helping you with this program, but is there any other notable members involved, as well as any kind of special expertise they might bring to the table?
We're so lucky here at the school that we have a really strong Irish Centre for Human Rights, with people with incredible profiles and research in both their contribution to societal impact through their research. And we also have a really strong research cluster in crime, punishment and rights. Again, really strong international profiles in all of these important topics. For example, with Professor Siobhan Mullally, who's the director of the centre, who's currently in Special Rapporteur on Trafficking. We also have Professor Shane Darcy, an expert in international criminal law. People can explore international criminal justice and law on the course as well. We've been joined recently by Dr. Rory Kelly, who's an expert in criminal law and sentencing projects, and looking at prison labour, sentencing reform. There's a whole host. I could be here all day. So people are interested, I'd really recommend they go and look at the Crime, Punishment and Rights cluster online. They can see all our colleagues, all the fantastic work they do, and also the Irish Centre for Human Rights website as well.
Yeah, amazing. Like you said, I think we're so lucky at the University of Galway and the Irish Centre for Human Rights for the amazing work that's been done by the lecturers. I can't say enough amazing things about all of you. So we're very, very lucky. So how does this program prepare students for real world challenges in the field of criminology, criminal justice and human rights?
Yeah, so one of the things I really was wanted to incorporate was the skills element I mentioned briefly before. What we've done in the compulsory module is include not only research methodological skills, like doing case studies or empirical research. So if you want to go out and do interviews with people, thinking about the ethics around that, thinking about comparative studies and comparative law, comparative criminology. And we're also very lucky that our students will get the chance to learn how to do podcasts like this and explore video and storytelling and digital media graphic design skills. So all of those things that I think if you're an advocate for reform, you'll have the research skills to do it, the research, and then you'll also have the transferable skills to have a voice to get your message out there. These are skills that we see with the organisations that we would see as potential employers for graduates of this course. We're also exploring work with NGOs in the field. For example, we're talking with quite prominent NGOs about allowing students to participate in research projects with them and getting credit through the course then for that work as well. So that's definitely something we're going to expand on and roll out increasingly over the course through either the clinic or individual projects.
Right, that's great. It's nice that there's the opportunity to branch outside of the classroom and get some practical experience in there. So you've mentioned briefly, but how does this program have an international focus and how is it addressing global issues in criminology and human rights?
Very much. A lot of the subjects, by their nature, take a comparative and an international focus, both in terms of the law and the standards that they explore, examine and critique, but also in terms of how they're operationalized in domestic systems, how those rights or standards are enforced before different regional or international courts as well. So I think it's just inherent in terms of the course, really, the reach and the focus that it has, and in terms of the modules offered by the school and the Irish Centre for Human Rights, by their very nature might be like of that kind of type of course, for example, transitional justice, international criminal law, international disability rights. It's just inherent in the subject. But even for the subjects that aren't, that's just a way of exploring the elements of the problems that you're going to look at. It's by understanding how things are the same or different in different countries, regions, or in different standards.
So just one final question for you. How does this program prepare students for various career paths within criminology, criminal justice, and or human rights?
Students can adapt and tailor the modules that they choose to suit or be strategic about the type of career that they're aiming for. We're going to try and align students with particular projects we can give them access to with different bodies and organizations, so to try and develop networks and skills that you need. Very strong focus on skills training. It's right from day one on the initial compulsory module that we're going to have. I think that's really key, and maybe with some clinic projects. So students can also then think carefully about what they'd like to do their minor dissertation on towards the end. We maybe didn't mention that. They can get to do a larger type essay of their own choice. So that can allow students to put on a hat they bring to interviews with different potential employers as well. Yeah, I think there's a diverse range of kind of knowledge building, specialist methodological training, and also transferable skills that you can bring to a range of different jobs. One other thing that I would like to mention is we will arrange field trips. For example, the imprisonment and rights class goes to Limerick Prison. They meet with prison staff, the governors, they get to ask questions and really get deep insights into different types of pathways for careers or advocacy or reform.
Well, thank you so much for being here, Roisin. We are excited for this upcoming academic year to launch this new program. I have attached the link to the ICHR website in the bio of this episode, where you can find more about Roisin as well as the LLM program. You have been listening to the Human Rights Podcast. The podcast is produced by staff and students at the Irish Centre for Human Rights at the University of Galway and supported by the University Centre for Excellence in Teaching and Learning. This episode was produced by Kirsten Larson.